Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? Welcome, everybody, to episode 126 of the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast. All right. Christmas happened. New Year's hasn't, as we record this. We are back in the Cloud 9 studios to discuss the aftermath of what Santa Claus blew out all over our houses from his sack. And it's going to be awesome. But I'm not going to discuss this alone. I'm gonna include the two best co-hosts a host could have. Those guys are always here. They've always been here for me. Nah, they're assholes. And beginning with number one asshole, Travis Bowles. How you doing today, Trav?
The number one asshole. Wow. Thank you. I'm doing good.
You didn't really get number one assigned because you're actually the number one. It's just that I always introduce you first, and that's what came out of my mouth. Next to him and across from me is Pete McCarthy, number two asshole, I guess. How you doing today, Pete?
I'm doing great. And yes, that is where the number two comes out, is the asshole.
Yes, sir. So, what's going on, guys?
Well, we just had a little fun experience, I think.
I think so, too.
We just actually had someone bring a lot of Motu figures to the studio.
To the studio.
That's pretty fun.
It is.
It's always fun to get your hands on some little, squatty, muscular, half-naked action figures from the 80s. There's nothing better.
And I even helped label them, and I knew quite a few of them, and I was pretty proud of myself.
You did know a good amount.
Did you notice that Steve stretched his pants out a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
He does that. I also noticed he's wearing real pants today, which is cool. You, not so much.
What is the determination for what is real pants?
Acceptable social pants. So, typically, here's how I look at it.
That's Travis peeing in a bottle.
Real pants have some sort of a fly and belt loops. Those are real pants.
You ever have that sensation when you're not wearing real pants or underwear, and you think you shook it all off? After you go to the bathroom?
You didn't, so the whole crotch is wet with all wet splotches?
Yeah.
Tell me you're having that right now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And it sucks for you because you have a giant urethra.
I do. So I mean...
That's a drippy hose.
Yeah. It's a very drippy hose.
Yeah. So,
well, I joined a gym.
Gym who?
Gym, Muskegon Community College Fitness Center. Used to be the Y downtown.
Nice.
I used to be a member of there years ago. I quit after a while there, and I didn't think I'd miss it so much. But I went down and signed up. Interesting. Good to be back in the saddle. It's been a long time since I've had the naked old man experience in the locker room. And it was fun to get back to that. You know, it was like nostalgia. It was like, it's been like 5 years since I've been away, and I walk in there, and the place hasn't changed. I mean, it's changed owners. It used to be the Y, and now the local community college bought it out. I expected some changes. Not much changes.
Is that the one right on the outskirts of the ghetto? Like a couple blocks from the Heights?
No.
Nah, it's not by the Heights.
It's right on the shoreline.
Are you thinking of the Omni?
Yeah. Yes.
That's where I went for years and years.
Oh, okay. Where was
Omni still open?
No, it closed down.
That was right next to Inside Out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Where's the Y at then?
The Y is right on the lakeshore by Heritage Landing.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize that. All right.
And the reason I like the Y, twofold, there's a lot of old men there, and I'm kind of an old man at heart. That helps, you know, I feel like I'm amongst peers when they're getting ready for their racquetball, and they got their goggles on. And
do you play racquetball?
No, I don't. But we pass, because the free weight room is just down the hall from the racquetball courts.
Is that a special they've got going on right now? The weight room's free?
No.
Oh, not.
You get access to the whole place for a membership.
Oh, you said you were going to the free weight room. So yeah. I thought that's right. Nifty. Is that something to suck you in?
Right. No. The free weight. You know. You're being silly. Yes. Okay. But yeah, it's interesting. You know, it's just you go in. Nothing's more like unifying than standing there. Sitting down on one of the benches in the locker rooms, and one of those old guys come up, those guys that they almost walk around like they're proud to be naked, and they just always got to come up and talk to you. You're sitting down, you're down at their level, if you will, and then they got to put their leg up on a stool and just ask you, you know, how you been? Nothing's more old school than that. Nothing makes you just really salt of the earth right there.
So. I do that at my house all the time. That should be nothing new to you.
And his balls are equally as droopy. So
heck, I've probably done it at your house.
Probably. Maybe that's what kept me satisfied, so I didn't have to go back for 5 years. Now you don't come around as much, and I missed it.
Well, you know that. I think that has to do with invites. Invites is how that works, I think. Yeah.
So when are you going to have time to go to the gym?
Too busy saving the neighborhood.
Yeah, totally. It's been great because I've been off work, so I've been going almost every day.
You've been going to the gym almost every day?
Today's the first day I didn't since I signed up on Tuesday. When was Christmas? Tuesday, Wednesday must have been.
So you've been going to the gym almost every day to see these old guys?
Yeah, mostly. And then also while I'm there, I do a little walking. A little speed walking, you know?
Yeah, because there's no place to do that other than the gym.
Some toe touches, some squat thrusts, some calisthenics. Do a lot of that stuff.
All stuff you can do in your driveway.
But we don't.
No. I'm just getting the body ready before I really start pushing it, you know?
What's your goal?
My goal is to be in better shape than I am. Because I really just gotta, you know, especially in my new job, I don't move around as much. You know, I just feel like it's just getting weak. I don't like to feel weak. Never felt weak.
It has nothing to do with you looking fat. It's all about you feeling weak.
It's more about how I feel than how I look. Yes.
You should reconsider that.
Okay. Anyways, whatever. So, we got a big episode today. We got a lot of toys to talk about.
Yeah, thanks to Santa.
Totally. So what do you got, Trav? You got news, toy drama, or are we going to get right into some...
I actually do have some toy drama.
You do?
Yep, and I just don't... I understand that we got some stuff to talk about, but I don't feel like... I can let this stuff build up, because if I start letting this stuff build up, things get a little crazy.
Okay.
So I do have a couple things. Let's see here. One, Hasbro is struggling.
Is that a headline or is that what somebody said?
That is a headline.
Wow. Like from real news.
A lot of layoffs.
I've heard that through the grapevine.
A lot of layoffs. I did not read the article.
Of course you didn't. It's probably because it has to do with them like streamlining production and being more hands-off than it does with actually losing business.
That's possible. That is possible. Did you guys happen to hear that Mattel is also struggling as well, though?
I heard there's also layoffs there.
I could see. I mean, realistically, that's like what do kids ask for Christmas? iPads, iPhones, video games. Kids don't play with toys like we used to play with toys. And that has to affect them in some way, shape, or form. So I would not be surprised to hear them now doing bad, like one of our local restaurants, like having bills for $20,000 from the court because they didn't put Gordon Foods on their door bad. No. But having to trim some fat bad, I can see that. But of course, that's also the nature of the ebb and flow of business as well.
Mattel has actually lost the license starting in 2020 for DC action toys. Now, there is some weird kind of like verbiage where people are trying to determine if that means actually action figures, but it does sound like it is action figures. And Mattel has lost that, and it is going to a company called Spin Masters.
Yeah.
Or Doctors. Maybe Spin Doctors.
I don't think it was Spin Doctors.
And if you want to call me baby.
Spin Masters is going to be taking over that. And people are kind of freaking out because apparently in 2020.
Oh my God, are the figures going to get better? Because we can't handle that.
2020, Hasbro, the rights to Star Wars and Marvel are up. And people are thinking that what is going to happen is Mattel is going to make a large push for one of those licenses, if not both.
Really?
That's what people are...
sounds ridiculous to me.
Well, we do know... I mean, I know we joke around about it, but what is the biggest toy company in the world?
Lego. Mattel.
Mattel. It's Mattel.
Okay. It's Mattel.
Barbie and Hot Wheels.
Yes, Barbie and Hot Wheels. Yes. Yep.
Well, Lego is the number one toy, though.
Okay. Maybe in your mind, but Mythic Legions is in my mind.
Pretty sure they're the most profitable. Somewhere I saw that.
People are concerned about this. Now, there has been a show. Hasbro has announced that Star Wars toys did take a little bit of a downtick.
Yeah, because Last Jedi sucked.
And I think that's probably a big part of it. We have friends, Kyle Moore, he's been vocal out there.
What?
Get rid of the 5 points of articulation garbage stuff. All of it. Gone. Start adding more accessories to 6-inch figures and perhaps build the figure pieces.
Lego, Bandai Namco, Fisher-Price, Barbie, Nerf, Hasbro, Hot Wheels, My Little Pony, Mattel, Mobile Suit Gundam. Top 10.
So top 10 in sales? Or
yep.
So all of those are before Mattel? Because yep. I thought Barbie, but Mattel owns Barbie.
But I think they do, but they probably, for financial reasons, have it separated.
Huh.
You know what I mean?
But Lego is number one.
Lego is number one, yes.
Interesting.
And it's not from here. It's not American. Lego is not American.
Right.
I did not know that. Is that...
it's German, I think.
No, that's Sweden. Not a German flag. Swedish. It's Swedish or Switzerland.
It's okay. So they're all the same over there.
Not German.
I don't know. I knew it was something.
Magic the Gathering is number 14.
That don't surprise me.
That's above Transformers. That's above American Girl. Wow.
Well, you know what's interesting is when they have the... I just said it again. Courtney's called me out on that I say interesting a lot on this podcast, which I found interesting. But so that Magic the Gathering, when the SDCC SDCC stuff goes up on Hasbro.com, the Magic the Gathering stuff is like, I mean, it's the first thing sold out almost every single time, which is crazy to me, but. So, got some interesting stuff happening in the toy world. We'll see what happens over the next couple years.
Yeah. I do not think Hasbro. I think there's more of a chance of. God, I just.
I want to say I think you're right. I don't think Hasbro is going to lose the rights to either of those. People get freaked out about that coming. They'll re-up that deal. You know, I don't think it's a big deal. So we'll see.
The way they're putting out those legends, it's hard for me to believe that they're not making money off them.
Marvel has gone up. That when they release their Marvel toys, it has gone up. You know, so yeah, Star Wars is kind of struggling, and I don't even know if it's struggling is the best way. Not they didn't make their profits weren't as good as the year before.
Well, look what toys we had this year. We had Last Jedi toys
and Solo
toys. Yeah. Yeah. All of which were pretty good quality toys, but does anyone care?
Not super popular. Yeah.
You only have little snapshots to you don't get to know the characters. That's one of the reasons people love some of the toys is their attachment to the character. Well, when they're lesser known, a lot of the time they're not as popular. It's the same thing with Marvel. That's why the Legends throw in those oddball characters because they know you want the bath and they know people like to buy the waves and that's how they get you.
And that's the difference when Kyle brought up that point about having the bath pieces in there. If a Star Wars figure comes out that I don't really care about, I don't have that completist mentality with, and I just don't buy it.
Right.
Yeah. No.
I mean, are you going to buy the hippie robot from Solo, Steve?
I probably would.
Yeah. Okay.
Just because I'm trying to get all of them as I go. But it's definitely a character I don't like. But it's like, if they find it interesting, I don't think, we never got a Luke from Last Jedi.
Yeah.
You know. Where's
he did in the white robe. In the white outfit. He did.
Well, that was technically like Force Awakens though. We saw him, that could have been a Force Awakens figure. Everybody
I see what you're saying.
We never got him on the planet.
Oh, okay.
Yep. We never got him in the pretend to fight Kylo scene.
And you're talking 6-inch too. They might have done it in the 4-inch, but
I can't think of a lot of figures that were released this year that were like. There's a few. There's been a few. But there's a lot of them that were just filler. You know?
Well, the Bounty Hunters and Dengar.
The Bounty Hunters were great.
Yeah, I mean, great figures.
We got a new Han Solo. We got a couple Leias. Those are big heavy hitters. Yep. But, you know, Kylo in a slightly different outfit than he had in The Force Awakens. Yeah. Rey looking whatever.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know.
Moving on. Eric Marmalade posted in the greatest toys toy group on earth. I'm not going to say I left a crying child in Target when I grabbed this first, but... And it is a picture of Cuddle Team Leader, the Fortnite character by McFarlane Toys. You ready for some comments?
Is that a hard one to get?
No, I don't think... You know what? I think it's where you live.
Because I think I've seen it.
I think it is where you live because online you see. I haven't looked on eBay to see what they're selling for, but online I have seen a lot of people saying they can't find this stuff. And if you start thinking before Christmas,
right?
Yeah,
you know. I mean, I bought all these for my kid, and he loved them.
Oh, so did Pearson.
Yeah,
and it wouldn't surprise me either if they do the same thing, and that was a short pack.
Yeah,
but it also looked like that might have been a deluxe figure because if you look at that box, that's much bigger than the regular packs.
Well, that's the McFarlane or those other ones. These are by a different company, those little ones.
Oh.
These McFarlane ones are like 6 inches tall.
Oh, okay.
They're awesome.
You bought all the 6-inch ones?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I only bought 4-inch.
Yeah. There's only four of them. Right. So
What were they retail?
Like $18.
Well, fuck, dude. I paid 15 for the 4-inch.
Yeah. They might have been 22. They weren't cheap. Right. They were not cheap. So, the comments in this, if it's true, you broke the first rule of toy collecting.
What? That's the first rule of toy collecting?
I thought the first rule of toy collecting was
we don't talk about toy collecting. That's obviously the first rule of toy collecting.
Apparently, the first rule of this guy is if a kid wants it on the shelf, you let the kid have it.
Fuck that kid. I mean, don't actually fuck that kid. That's weird, but you know what I mean. If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies.
I love it. It's a great punk band as well.
No toy is worth having a kid cry over. I can't have that in my conscience. You can have it, kid.
Oh, good for that guy.
Rule number one, if it's old, sir, it's sold. If it's new, it's not for you. No idea what that even means. I see these everywhere, but if a kid wants it first, then the kid can have it. I'm an adult with a job. I can find it someplace else.
Quit trying to justify the fact that you collect toys by trying to beat it in the everybody's head. Oh, if a kid sees it, I'll let the kid have it. Nobody gives a shit. The guy was obviously freaking kidding when he posted it. Obviously, right? I mean, don't you guys agree?
It was a joke. It was a joke.
It was a damn joke, and then you got to have all these other people to use this joke as a platform to get on here and be like, oh, if I see a kid, I'll give it to the kid no matter what because I'm not that big of a douchebag. Yeah, you are a douchebag because you got to get on there and tell everybody that.
Pathetic if this is true.
The only reason that I would do that would be today. I would do that for a child because today is National Bacon Day. So.
Gotcha. National Bacon Day.
I have never been in an aisle and had a kid. It's very rare I've ever been looking at a Marvel Legend and had a kid standing there looking at him with me, too.
Nope. I've had other adults, and I'm looking like, bitch, you better not touch that Deadpool. You know what I mean? So what do you collect? I'm looking for the new wave of step off, bitch.
That wraps up Toy Drama.
All right. Well, that brings us to...
Thanks, UPS guy!
All right, thanks, UPS guy. I'm excited today about a few things. Pete, do you want to go first?
No, go ahead.
All right. I'm going to go ahead. First order of business, I did get one of my sought-after Masterpiece Transformers figures... I've always liked Ramjet, and Big Bad Toy Store had them on sale, and my wife picked them up for me for Christmas, and he's a cool figure. This jet was kind of special to me, I guess, because it is one of the very few Transformers I did have, especially one of the very few earlier Transformers. He was like in the second wave of Seekers. And I had this one as a child. I picked it up at a yard sale, actually. It was complete, I think. It might have been missing the front wheel, but I wouldn't have noticed that as a kid. And so, yeah, here's the Masterpiece version. I love it. It's awesome. I just noticed that it's broken. Sucks.
Why is it broken?
Look at his knee. His left knee. The plastic broke there.
As you were...
No.
Came that way?
It must have. I just noticed it now, and I didn't pose him here.
Oh, that's weird. Something that Travis had in his hands broken, or Steve had in his hands broke. That's unusual.
Shocking.
Yeah. Oh, weird. So
it's a cool fig. I mean, it's broken, but it's cool.
So you're saying it came broken?
I think it did.
Pete, do you struggle?
He's a liar.
There's no reason for that joint to have broken.
Yeah, we would say that about everything. How do you break a head off a Hulk? You managed.
Oh, my God. That didn't even happen.
Tore a Wolverine into two pieces right at the torso.
We all know that Wolverine gets torn into two pieces pretty easily.
He has an unbreakable skeleton, Steven.
The Hulk did it.
In the Ultimate Universe.
Oh, okay. So apparently that doesn't count. Why read it then? Why would you ever read it then if it's just, it's just the Ultimate Universe?
It was a great story.
It was a great story.
Hulk had a harem of women, and, oh, yeah, it's so good.
So, that was Christmas present number one. Christmas present two, number two involved my wife and Hobby Lobby, and I think Travis somehow. So, got some styrofoam backer pieces. I should take some pretty cool brick wall to put in my detail case or wherever. Put figures in front of. I think this one works pretty good with some Mythic Legions here. Having some knights in front of it or something. Looks like there might be in front of an old castle wall or something.
Do you feel like that's, like, is that a Mythic Legion piece to you? Is that how you feel? Is that what it's perfect for?
I don't think. I think it's perfect for a lot of things. I think that's one of the things it could work very well for. What do you think?
I agree with you. That I mean, if Pete took turtles and put those in front of it, I think it's great
too. Oh, hells yeah.
Yeah. But, man, I look at that and I just, for some reason, like you just said, a castle wall.
Right.
It just screams. And for anybody that doesn't know what this is, I mean, it's a piece of foam, right?
Right.
Piece of insulation, I guess.
Oh,
foam,
okay.
Insulation.
Yep. Yep. That, you know, they just take some, I guess I would say, do
dude's,
some artist
dude
work.
Is super talented.
So, then another piece that came was, now this one obviously is tailor-made for some Masters of the Universe. Chris installed some magnets on it. So there's actually a floor piece, but it's green brick. It's perfect for putting some Masters of the Universe figures in front of. And I like it because it's not only it's awesome, but it's just, I probably won't put this in a case. I'll probably just use it. Just put it up. I get a new figure. I snap a picture. I put the figure in front of this. And it just looks cool.
As like a photography backdrop?
Yeah,
you know. That's pretty cool.
Because I do a lot of that.
Do you feel like that color is right?
Yeah. I mean,
it's hard, isn't it? I mean,
how could it be wrong? True. Every Castle Grayskull has a different color.
Very true. Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I don't feel. I feel like that it's pretty cool.
Do you?
I love it.
So here's, you know, obviously I helped facilitate getting this done. Do you feel like, because you can make? I mean, you're an artist.
Loosely.
But you can make those.
I could.
Do you feel like, so like that was kind of part of the struggle with that is, you know, if Steve really wanted these, he could make it. And someone said that to me, and I can't remember who, and I said, yeah, but
he's
hasn't.
But he's going to the gym.
And I feel like that's part of it too. I mean, I think sometimes we can be lazy and, you know, or.
I could make those, but it's not. You know, you have to go get the material.
Yeah.
You have to have the paint.
Which you've talked about, you don't really have anymore.
I don't. I've not painted in so long that my paints are all dried up and crusty and weird. And, so I'd have to go to the store and I'd have to buy all the different colors I wanted. And I'd have to sit down and make, you know, I'm doing too much other stuff. So no, it's great. I mean, that's like, I have Chris do painting on figures for me that,
yeah,
you know, not
you
only
do.
Could I do it? Probably, but Chris is definitely more trained at it than I am now.
Yeah.
And he's got all the stuff.
And he's got little hands.
I haven't noticed. How'd you notice his hands are so little?
Because you won't believe how big my pecker looks in it.
So, no, I appreciate it. It's cool. Just, you know, now I have them and they're cool. And
so you love them?
Yeah.
Was
awesome.
It a surprise?
I had no idea that was coming.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
Big box. Very light. I was like, is there anything in this?
Yeah. When I packaged those up, I just wanted them to be, like, safe. Mm-hmm. You know, it was never about, you know, like, disguising it or anything like that. It was just more, I wanted them to be safe. And they're durable. I mean, I look how you brought them in. You got them in a box with shit piled on them and everything. But I still didn't. I wanted to get to you safe. So, there's a little bit of a backstory here.
Okay.
Chris did not make those.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
It was
who
us.
Did?
Yeah.
No way.
You're right. No way.
No fucking
no
way.
Fucking way.
I was almost believing you until you said that.
It was not Chris, though.
It was not
was
Chris.
It?
Nope, it wasn't Chris. It was Heidi.
Heidi made those?
Heidi made those. So my wife, Heidi, has, interestingly enough, just recently said, you know what? I want to...
That's why that circle's off. That's why the window's not shaped right. Now I got all kinds of problems with them.
Jesus. She said, I am interested in trying to do these. And I was like, supportive, of course. Yeah, go for it. You know, that'll be fun. And so Heidi gets these bugs where she likes, she has like an artistic, where she wants to make stuff.
Did Chris know about it?
Chris helped her.
Oh, okay.
Chris talked to her about, Chris gave her advice.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, he didn't sit with her or anything like that. They just, you know, messaged each other. And, you know, he said, this is how I do it. This is what I do kind of thing. And in center links. And so she's like, you know, I kind of want to try this. And here's what's going on in my mind. Like, dollar bills, y'all. Right. Like, I'm thinking, oh, my God. She loves making bracelets. She's loved making earrings. She's loved these things that she does. But she hates selling. And so it becomes this hard process for her. I'm like, oh, my gosh, if she makes diorama pieces. Well, and of course, so she says she wants to start off doing it. And the first one she made is this, your other one, your brick one, your brick mm-hmm. backing.
Yeah.
And if you actually go look at the pictures that I posted of my customs that Joe Crazy Bill and Hobby Lobby did for me that I posted on our page, mm-hmm. they're in front of that backing.
Okay.
And she made that first one, and I was like, because at first she said she wants to talk about doing this. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, here you we know, go.
Yeah, this is going to be, dude, she made that one, and I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, she can really do this. So it was actually just kind of worked out perfect. Courtney had reached out to me and, you know, and said, hey, I've got a price range. I'm looking for Steve. The price was, I'll be honest, very low. So I was like, finding, you know, something that Steve needs in that price range will not be easy. So, but then Heidi said, reached out to me about, you know, Heidi goes, I said, well, how would you feel about making a special one for Steve that would have a Motu feel, like a Castle Grayskull feel?
And she said, these magnets aren't in the right spot now that I see that.
She said, I would be willing to try that. And I already, that other piece, which I was going to keep for myself, I'm like, that.
Right.
We'll put that in there and it'll be perfect.
She needs to paint the back, too. I mean, she's going to really do this.
Well, I think she probably will for someone she cares about.
Oh, right. Maybe that's the case.
So here's the funny thing. She says, I don't want Steve to know I made it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he hates it, I'm going to feel awful. And you know how I get it, an artist thing. If people don't like
that's not stuff, an artist thing, that's a woman thing.
Well, that's probably and a better Steve. Way to put it. Yeah. And if someone doesn't like what they do, then, you know, and so she goes, I'm really going to struggle if he doesn't like this. It'll be hard for me. And after I had seen it, I was not worried about that anymore. But I was like, okay, no problem. Well, you know, we'll tell. And so, like, I even gave Courtney, like, because Heidi goes, I'll do it for Steve for free. And I go, yeah, I know, but to this illusion, there has to be. So tell your wife. Actually, it's up to you. If you just want to get the money from your wife and right. say, I'll give this to Travis. So there was this illusion that there was a money aspect to it, because just in case you got them, it was like, what is this garbage? But
right.
Obviously, you liked them.
Yeah, so, I did. They're fun.
So she's going to be doing more. As in, that's all she does right now. She stopped talking to me, and she spends roughly, I don't know, 4 hours a day making these. So if you guys are interested.
Awesome. I'm totally glad that, like, your wife reaches out to people and your wife actually creates things for people. And my wife can't even ask you motherfuckers. So.
Steve is pretty excited about talking about this figure.
Yep. And I'm not going to. I'll probably have to leave before he's done.
What?
So.
You really got to go?
Yeah, dude. When you start an hour and 48 minutes later than you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. So.
So, Mezco, I've talked about wanting this. It came, Mezco, it was 112 Collective, did a Popeye figure. And Popeye, although is not like something that's like I'm like totally into, I totally did. I think I'm old enough to where I remember Popeye being on. I remember asking my mom to buy me spinach because I thought it would really make me strong. And she did. She bought me spinach, and I ate it, and I was like, that's disgusting. And then I tried to lift the couch, and it didn't really do anything, and being kind of bummed. That's a true story. And so...
God, so many sad stories from his childhood.
Yeah, but the way they packaged spinach back then, like, that's gross. But, like, I eat spinach salads all the time now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's, it's so much better than a regular salad. Yeah. I mean, P, I know you went, no, but.
Still doesn't make me strong, though.
You're pretty strong.
Yeah, just fucking ask Jetfire.
It doesn't turn Clark Kent.
What is Superman. The, why is there a big ant head on the back of the Mezco box for Popeye?
Wondering that myself. I don't get it.
I just find that kind of strange, because all the other Mezcos have, like, the logos on them. So what's up with the ant?
Hmm. Wrong box? Slipcover definitely has Popeye on it, but the box that was actually housing the figure...
Does it say Popeye on it anywhere?
Uh-uh.
That's weird. Like, look on the bottom, yeah. Ah, anyway...
Anyway,
not a toy.
This figure is awesome. If you don't like Popeye, I can understand that Popeye's not your thing. But you got to admit, they make Popeye. This take on Popeye is freaking cool as shit.
So I will tell you, based on the pictures, I was always like, But seeing it in person, and Mezco 112 has done this to us every time now, I think. That is a beautiful figure.
He's fantastic. And look at, I'm not gonna, you know, here's all his included, most of his included. He has a navy pea coat that you can put on him. He's got three different hat choices. He's got two different heads. He comes with six pipes, although I can't see the difference. It looks like just two pipes.
Three, yeah, why? Of the,
I don't know.
In case you lose them, maybe?
Maybe. Because they do come out.
But I'll tell you, the pipes, the one with the smoke actually coming out, that looks pretty awesome. Good luck finding toys that got smoking pipes on them.
Yeah, and he comes with a good stand. He comes with a duffel bag, a navy duffel bag, and he is just looks like a weathered, son of a bitch here, and his articulation is really fantastic. Moves where he needs to move. His ankle, he even has okay ankle rockers, which is something I've been critical of Mezco before on, is their boots are usually pretty hard to deal with.
Right.
Plenty of hand options, couple of different cans of spinach options. You know, he has... He's pretty loaded with articulation. You could do what you need to do with this figure. The tailoring on it is amazing. His forearms. I just love how they... When Mezco paints their figures, they even give them... If you look, they even give them, like, freckles.
Yeah.
You know? And little things on their hands and their arms. Just a figure that is just a joy... To have on the shelf for
me. The details on that head is beautiful.
He's amazing. You could say you now don't like Popeye all you want, but that figure. I hope they make a Bluto. I hope they make a olive oil. I would love to have the whole group.
Yeah.
I hope they make the guy that has hamburgers.
Oh yeah. Yep.
And yeah, so. This is one of those figures. The first picture I saw of it, I was like, boom.
Oh, yeah. Want it. Especially because you liked the cartoon and had interest in it. Yeah.
Yep. And they didn't disappoint. They showed us. They came out swinging with something as good as the pictures led us to believe. And that's all you can ask for when nowadays.
Yeah, but if it wouldn't have been as good as the pictures, and it took forever to ship it, and the box was junk, I mean, you'd still love it. You'd still buy more. I mean, it's Mezco. You know?
So. I don't think I love Popeye that much that I would still be happy. There are brands out there that I do love that much that I would still...
You'd still stick around no matter how bad they stuck.
There are brands out there.
Yeah.
Mediocre 3.5, yes.
So, that's it for me. On to Pete, what do you got?
I didn't bring anything with me because my big gift was... It's an Adirondack chair. And it's ginormous. But it was custom made. My wife had it made for me for Christmas. And by my buddy Mike Beckman, who made me a Punisher chair. And it's absolutely awesome. So, super excited about that. I got a bunch of the new Rise of the TMNT Ninja Turtles figures that I need to return because I have them. I got a bunch of the cool Mega Bloks Turtles stuff. A bunch of the play sets that I never bought myself that I wanted but just didn't pull the trigger on.
Oh, that's so cool.
So yeah, looking forward to putting all those together. So yeah, it was good. It's good stuff. So
those look cool on a shelf too when you they put do. Those things together. Yep. I think the display aspect of them was neat.
Oh yeah. Yep. So
we all right, that brings us to Travis.
All right, I got a couple items here. One was a Merry Christmas to Me kind of thing. Amazon had stuff on sale, and so I wanted to get one of these, so I reached out and grabbed it. And that was the Samurai Bandai Magna Realization, and it is the Marvel version of War Machine. And I've had this now. I've got every single one that they've released of the Marvel versions. I buy the Star Wars too, but I have not purchased all of the Star Wars figures. There's been a few of them that I've kind of let pass by. I just want to say that the color on this, it's War Machine. You know, I think this is a beautiful figure.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's War Machine as a samurai, and if you're not familiar with these toys, just think of War Machine as a samurai with some big old mounted cannons.
Like a naval cannon on his shoulder.
Yeah. Because they try to make the cannons more of a, you know, right. for that time period. So it's going to be like a steampunk kind of thing. And I just think it's beautiful.
It's awesome.
It's really well done. There's nothing about that would ever let me know that is War Machine, though.
True. Like
if you gave that to me and said, what Marvel character is this trying to be? I would never guess War Machine, because he's blue and gold.
Yeah, and I probably would agree with that.
Or brass, maybe gold, more of a brass gold, color.
You know, he does have like an arc reactor in his chest. like it looks like a big yellow jewel. But I would agree that because of him not just being black and...
Should be silver and gray is what...
Silver and gray. Yeah, but I don't know. I like this better.
But I don't know if silver and gray would give you that... give you enough.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but I totally see where you're coming from.
With the cannons, the shoulder mounted cannons are what is going to give you the best hope.
Standing next to Iron Man,
right? Seeing it in that moment, I think.
But I totally understand where you're coming from on that, Steve. You're right that if he was silver and black, I think it would be a little bit more obvious who he is. But I'm going to tell you, I prefer this color scheme.
I think it's beautiful.
In this,
if you don't care about it being attached to War Machine, then I can see why. You know, it is a cool color scheme. It's just not War Machine to me.
To you,
or it doesn't let me know that the box tells me it's War Machine. That's about it.
Well, and War Machine's looked different over the years.
So is Iron Man, but your Iron Man version of this is red and gold.
Yeah, but he's red and gold, but he's not. I don't think it screams Iron Man though.
I think I could pick it out.
Yeah,
if you handed me the figure and said, what Marvel character is this? I would say Iron Man.
Yeah. If I would have handled this,
I would have no idea.
You never would have guessed War Machine on it.
Nope. Mm. Still cool. Very well done. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from him that way.
Yep. No, I totally get where you're coming from. I can't wait to put it on the shelf, though. I'm pretty excited about it. Hopefully it doesn't come with broken pieces like your stuff, but.
Well, you know, I probably broke it somehow by looking at it. I haven't even transformed it. He came in this.
Why would you ever transform that?
Yeah, see what he looks like as a jet.
Nah, you know what he looks like as a jet.
I know, but I don't feel like I own it till I transform it.
Okay, and last but definitely not least, now this is something that my wife got for me and had to have some work done. She picked this up. It was not painted, and I think even was missing some pieces, but she wanted to do something very special to me, for me, and as we know, and our wives tell us, that's not exactly easy for them to do on their own. You know, my wife has reached out to you guys in the past, to other friends. Now, I will say, having guys like, Joe Crazy Bill and, Hobby Lobby have made a world of a difference. Because she can reach out to them and they can paint something. You know, they can make something. So it makes a world of a difference. But she was able to get this piece and then get it to Hobby Lobby and have him do some of the work on it that it needed to be done to get where it is now. So This is, these guys haven't seen this. I've kind of been saving it for a little surprise because I wanted to see it and have them see it in person. So here we go. And this is a bust of, and I want to say Snag, but no, not Snag. I'm sorry.
No, not Snag.
Isn't it?
Huh?
Isn't it you? The U?
Oh my gosh. Regardless, it could just even be the goblin.
Noobnik,
yes.
Maybe?
I think possibly Noobnik. And this is a bust of a Mythic Legions character that Hobby Lobby did some serious work on it. Paint, obviously, but he also had to do some sculpting and did some really cool sculpting. I don't know if you guys noticed the ear. One ear looks like it's been mangled.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's got some scarring on it and then the scarring on the side of the head. Chris also added, this is a pretty cool piece for me.
For sure.
Yeah, because while I am an action figure guy, and I don't think I own a single bust of anything, Marvel
right.
or...
Right.
But that means nothing to me. This, though, from the standpoint of that my wife put some work into it, thought-wise, and then obviously Hobby Lobby did some great work. You know, which is funny, too, because she told me, she's like, I'm trying to figure out who, she goes, you know, she goes, I know I could have reached out to Bill, I could reach out to Chris. Chris is closer, obviously. But she also is like, I knew that Bill's building a house and he hasn't been able to do as much work as, but to have that, where she's got two guys that she can reach out to and say, help, you know.
So do you think, maybe you don't even know, do you think this was totally unpainted? Or don't you know? Did Chris do all the paint on this, you think?
Chris did all the paint on that, I believe. I think that it was, when it came, there was no paint on it whatsoever. So I think that is all, that's straight up Hobby Lobby doing some beautiful work. Now, obviously, he had something great to work with, too. But it is a cool little piece, and something for me, it's, you know, I compare this to, like, the pins. And I shouldn't even say that, this is better than the pins, but... The pins are not a collection piece for me.
Right.
From the standpoint of like, oh my God.
You're a pin guy.
Yeah. The pins don't do that for me. But, you know, Steve picked me up that pin from PowerCon.
Right.
You know, and I love that. It looks cool just sitting right next to the Mythic Legion stuff. You know, I bought the other pins. And while, like I said, the pins don't do a ton for me and they weren't cheap in this, I think it was the Soul Spiller Wave.
Yeah.
It's still, it's a cool aspect of, it's still Mythic Legion. Now, I will never be a Motu Joe guy.
Right.
I'm not going to be, if they make Mythic Legion napkins, I'm not going to make sure I get a pack of Mythic Legion napkins. Because I could care less.
Nah, I don't know about that.
But something like this is cool. And I, you know, the backstory, I don't know any of that. And that'll probably take some digging. But it, to me, is a really cool piece. And it's just... To describe it to you, it's, what, 3 inches, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe yeah. Two, yeah. Yeah, it's about right.
Yep. Three inches, probably, and it's just what
yeah.
I...
Yeah, it's about three.
It would, I'd say it's just an oversized head of, you know, the goblins, which, you know, as soon as they revealed the goblins, I was in love with them. They're fun.
They're so good.
Yeah, and the detail and aspect of, I just love how evil... You know, the orcs are nasty. They look nasty. They look like... You'd hate to run into them. But man, these goblins, something about their face just screams.
Because they don't look like they're just going to kill you. They're going to eat you.
Yeah.
Just
mischievous. While you're still alive. Yeah. They're going to eat you. They're going to start gnawing on your hand.
Just some nasty little creatures. Nasty little creatures.
Very cool. That is a piece that I'm kind of jealous of.
Well, and that is...
Can I have it?
You can hold it, yeah. Wait.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
What am I thinking? Jesus.
I'll take a picture of it. I'll send it to you to look at.
You know, it's funny. Heidi commented, too, about, you know, with her starting to do these, diorama pieces. She commented on how good of an artist Chris really is. She goes, you know, when you start to think about, like, the teeth and... it's just amazing. You know, she goes, to be able to put that... Where you got lines in between the teeth, you know, to make it look like teeth.
Right.
You know, she goes, that's just a lot of work.
Does he have one of those huge magnifying glasses on his table? Like,
I would really love to see what he has.
Yeah, because, you know? I mean, and then, like, his brushes have to have, like, one fiber on yes. the end of them. And to do, like, to do some of the eyes that yeah. he does, like, yeah. I don't get it either.
I don't get it. But I absolutely love that thing.
Watch, you know what it is? It's just a fine point Sharpie. He just draws it.
Yeah.
He's fooling all of us. Right. You know what I mean?
So what you've got here is a bust of possibly a Mythic Legions character that is a goblin.
There is something. But
it's been changed by Chris, so it's a one-of-a-kind figure. It's a one-of-a-kind character.
There's a small part of me that wants you to break it. Just because I think that would be the most epic thing ever. So I get
Chris,
nervous.
You gotta fix the other ear now. Right. Steve dropped it. Hmm. Nice.
Well, I didn't intend to have both ears battle damage, but I guess we'll roll with it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that thing's way cool, man.
And she knocked it out of the park. With
oh, yeah.
help, of course,
oh, yeah.
with help. But just amazing, and I would love to have that. I'm still kind of struggling where to put it. You guys got any ideas where
That belongs on your shelf in the living room.
And that's where it's been.
Yep.
I mean, it's a living room piece to me. I love that's my, yep. like, kind of artsy,
right.
you know, stuff.
Special gifts, custom stuff, yep. you know, that definitely meets the criteria to be on that shelf.
So that goblin head has been on the shelf in my living room.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I was pretty happy.
All right, what do we got next? I don't think we got much to talk about, to be
honest. We don't have much to talk about.
I got a few books. Just quick.
We're gearing up. Not going to be a crazy long episode because we are gearing up for our best of 2018 episode to come in the near future. So
I forgot to mention this too. I did get a G.I. Joe Iron Grenadier. I don't remember what show I got him at. It's funny. He's got a little thing in there. Iron Grenadier Trooper version 7.
Nice.
$5. But it's I think he might be missing a gun. But I think the purple one. I can't. So this is the Iron Grenadier black and purple. I want to think that this was maybe a con exclusive or
I don't know
or something. I mean, it'd probably be simple to look up the.
He's pretty cool.
Iron Grenadier.
I like him.
Trooper number 7. Yeah, it's a simple and it's a modern toy. It's a modern Joe, which that's definitely my thing. But those were characters that I loved as a kid. I remember playing with the black and red faced one. Like he was one of my main dudes. Which is funny because he's just a trooper, but I always loved the troopers. So, yep.
You know, I remember when I was a kid playing G.I. Joe with the troopers, because obviously none of us, I don't know of one person that actually army built as a child.
Oh, no.
So I would run around with my trooper, maybe it was a Cobra trooper, and I pretend he got shot, and then yeah. I just take him, and then I take him to another spot. And so my trooper was running out of all different areas, yeah. and that's yeah. how I would pretend that there was more than one of them.
Right, right.
Toys R Us exclusive.
Okay.
Iron Grenadier Command set came with the V-20 Destro and a Iron Grenadier Officer.
Gotcha.
So.
In the picture, do you seem like having a gun or anything? Or
he has a sash, which is on there. Mm-hmm. He has a belt, which is on there. Is the sword in the scabbard?
Yep.
Yep. He's missing a pistol and a submachine gun.
Dang.
Those are the original. I think those are the original accessories.
I think so too.
The original had.
No, that says the little tag in it that says, you know, Iron Grenadier Trooper Volumes Version 7 at $5. So, I mean, for $5.
It was one of those.
Yep.
Where'd you pick it up?
I don't remember. Honestly.
Which I think I bought two or three of those sets from you.
Probably.
One of them was Crimson, one of them was Cobra.
Are they the ones with the comic book in the background?
No, the three pack. Three, they're like, it's like a box. And it's got like the, you know, like a bubble blister box. It's a cool fig, man.
There are certain G.I. Joe figures, if I see them at shows for a good price, I mean, bats.
Right.
You know, the things that I love. And I probably got way too many bats. Okay, moving on to what I read. Pete picked me up this one. This is one he went out on a limb, and it's called Crude, Volume 1. I actually don't know either of these people, Steve Orlando or Gary Brown or Lee Loridge. But it's one of those that Pete looked at and thought, you know, it looks like a good story. I will tell you, pretty darn good.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you read it too?
I did, yep.
Okay, good.
So,
And it's about a like a pretty much retired army specialist going on a mission really for revenge. It's a good story.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, the only thing I'd say that was hard to read is all the names are Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And so that aspect of it is...
And
Vladimir.
Yeah.
Well,
you are Thor.
But it's not, and it's not even only that, but it's, they like call each other by their full name.
Oh, yeah.
So it'd be me like, well, hello, Travis Ivan Bowles.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, well, who does that shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Quick little story. Major Metcalf. Was the city of Muskegon fire inspector for years and years and years. Ex-professional football player, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Smart as a whip, do anything for anybody, just a great guy. I called that man Major Metcalf my entire fire career. And he called me on the phone one day and he said, hey man, he said, I got this gig at the college where I go and I talk to the kids about being a firefighter. I can't make it. You came to mind. Will you fill in for me? And I said, Major Metcalf, I'm absolutely honored by that. And he goes, I got to ask you, Pete, why do you call me by my first and last name? And I said, Major's your first name? And he goes, yes. And I said, I'm sorry. I thought that was your rank. So I spent 15 years calling this guy Major Metcalf, like calling him Steve Bisciotti. You know,
every time you talk to him, hey, Steve Bisciotti.
Right. Major Metcalf, how you doing today, sir? So he literally loses it on the phone, absolutely loses it. And this guy, picture an NFL wide receiver. I mean, this guy's built like that, right? Towering black guy, super nice. And he is crying on the phone talking to me.
Yeah.
So that night I see his wife at work, because she worked at the hospital with me, and she goes, oh my gosh, Mage told me that story today, Peter, and that was the funniest thing I've heard in forever. So yeah, I called him by his first and last name.
I so wish I had a rank, because I would make my wife call me Sergeant Steve.
Right.
Sergeant Bisciotti.
Sergeant. Yes, we are going to do missionary tonight, Sergeant.
That's a copy.
American Vampire, Scott Snyder, Raphael Albuquerque. This book still just really, I love it. This is volume 8. I've enjoyed 1 through 8 immensely. It's just fun period piece kind of vampire stories. And this one is right kind of during the Cold War.
It's kind of anthology style, isn't it? I mean, each book.
No, it follows characters, but there is books, you're right, where.
That kind of, yes. That are new sets of characters, yes. That are, right.
Yep. Yep.
I think I've read through like five,
yeah.
five or six, and I have them. I just need to read them.
And so. I actually been sitting on this one for a while.
Yeah, that one you've had for a few months.
For a while, I just for some reason never got into it. But it's a great book. It's a ton of fun. So, and then I read The Immortal Hulk, and I think I might have talked about this on the last episode. I can't remember, but I did finally finish it, and it's good. It's really good. It's almost like a horror kind of. It tells it more of like from a scary aspect of the story. It's fun. I enjoyed it. I love the Hulk, and I think it's kind of a fun take. And
I don't think I've ever read a Hulk book.
Really?
Not just a Hulk.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been in other things.
Yep, I totally get it.
I would be willing to bet I'm probably in that same vein.
Really?
Yeah, but I bought that for myself.
Yep.
Everything I buy for you, I buy for me too. So.
Yep. Well, it's a number one. It's a good jumping on point.
Right.
Because the Hulk died. You know, in Secret Wars 2, or no, Secret.
Now, is this Banner?
It is Banner, not Secret Wars.
Secret Empire, wasn't it?
No, it was just right before that, actually, even. It was Civil War 2. Ah, there you go.
Okay.
Civil War 2, one of the big scenes in it was Hawkeye shoots him into the arrow, kills him. And
But it was Amadeus Cho that was Hulk then, right?
No.
He
becomes a Hulk after that. Yep, Cho is. And that was Banner. Banner pretty much went to Hawkeye and said, hey, I need you to shoot me in the head with this arrow if I start to turn into the Hulk, if I look like I'm going to lose it. And so that's what happens.
So
this is him coming back.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is Banner coming back.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And it's fun. Good. It's more of, too, like that Banner's just kind of along for the ride because the Hulk's...
In charge.
In charge. And not only is he in charge, he's... Not quite smart Hulk, but he's in charge.
Right.
It's good. And I really love those stories. The Savage Hulk was never really my favorite. So I loved it more like World War Hulk and those kind of things where Hulk gets a little bit crazy. So that's all I had for reading. Guys, read anything?
I got four going right now. I will have a stack to talk about next time, but I'm 3 issues into this or 4 issues into this or...
Yeah, I didn't never do that. I don't know how you do that.
What ends up happening is I will grab something here. I'll grab some. I'll have some at the house. I'll have something in my and then I'll. Oh, I want something. I want to read something, and I don't have it with me.
Yep.
So.
And Steve can't read.
Right.
Oh man, I'll tell you what I can do though. Swing through New York and save some people.
Oh.
My God. Huh? You guys got to try the new Spider-Man game.
I got it. I just got to download it. I have it.
So. It is so.
I also have it at my house too.
It's the best Spider-Man movie I've ever seen.
Really?
It's got everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Aunt May is way past menopause, like she should be. You know.
Only guy I know that bitch is about a hot Aunt May.
Yeah.
You know, Pete's pretty cool. He's right on. I mean, he's you know, your typical. Yeah, I don't really like MJ. She's kind of like she's like a newspaper reporter in this. I like her better as just being hot, you know, just eye candy. Just, you know, go get him, Tiger. That's basically all we need her for. I don't need her going around trying to crack crimes and being a tough chick. I don't need that. But you know, I mean, it's great. It has all the things that you need to have a perfect Spider-Man story. They should have just, you know, done this.
I've heard a lot of people say that it is one of the best Spider-Man stories that they've read.
It's great.
Or played.
There's
or
so seen. Many villains in it that are just, you know, there. Like, you know, the Shocker. Shocker's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's cool. I mean, he's not cool, but his powers are cool and his look is cool and everything else. And just the best thing I can say about it is that the controls are very intuitive. It's very just feels like you can get the hang of swinging, you know what I mean, through the city, and you can control him, and that's just, it's not, it doesn't feel like you're just there's enough control there where it feels like you're actually making the choices. What I really like about it, it's really cool, this is probably where I'm gonna, you guys are probably rag on me, is if you get too high in the city. Like some games, like the Disney Infinity did this, no matter how high up you got, you could always shoot a web up higher, and you'd be like, well, there's nothing up there for me to grab, you know? This won't do that. If there's not tall buildings, then you're going to fall until you get to a spot where there's something for him to shoot, grab. Mm-hmm. You get in Central Park, there's just trees, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's out of that. And I just love the realism of that and how you can kind of gauge it. It's just really cool.
Are you excited? You got the Raimi suit on him?
I have used the Raimi suit. You get it right away. I think they must have just made that like a gimme. Like you start the game and boom, it's there.
Yeah, because, you know, thumb-sucking, whiny, crybaby snowflake pieces of shit, you know.
My favorite suit, though, is the one I wear the most is the Homecoming suit, which you have to unlock. It's one of the first ones you unlock, though. And I like the Homecoming suit a lot. Or I like the just the regular straight-up Spider-Man classic suit. You get it. It comes with a lot of suits. I'm wondering if Spider-Man 2099 is in there. I don't know if he is. There's a lot of them left to unlock for me, and just a lot of cool suits. But when they get to be like a yellow and black suit, it doesn't feel like Spider-Man to me, so I won't wear that one much.
Right, right. But, obviously, that's
It's just me.
Right.
But anyways, I can't recommend it. If you at all have ever liked Spider-Man and you like video games at all, you got to try this game.
Awesome.
The first Amazing Spider-Man was one of the most favorite games that I ever played. And I was so excited because I got number 2 and they changed the buttons to web sling and stuff. And I just, the controls bothered me so much I could never get into it.
Yeah.
That is hard when that happens.
You know?
Yeah.
So
I tried a Spider-Man game and I don't remember which one it was. I want to say it was one of the ones with based on one of the Maguire movies, and I just could not get the hang of swinging, you know?
Yeah.
Where this one, like I said, it just, you can pick it up right away, and then once you actually...
Is it R2, L2 to shoot, or how R1? Or?
It's R2 to shoot your main web, and then it's just basically that one. But then there's instances where you got to hit R2 and L2 together, and you can shoot, grab something in front of you, and yank yourself forward, and you know, thrust faster. And then like L L3 to dive. You can jump off a building and you can just dive straight down and pick up a ton of speed and then whip your web out and you just fling forward because you got all that momentum behind you. Awesome.
You know what else? You know the game you can dive in? Black Ops, which is what we're all playing without you because you suck.
God, I wish you were playing with us.
I don't even have that. I don't make that kind of money. I can't afford that stuff. Don't you hate that when people do that? Yeah. They're like, you see them spend, you see me blow money all the time on stupid shit, and then I'll cop out. That's my cop out for not playing, is I can't spend $50. There's just no way I can do that.
Right. That's why. That's why when you bought Fallout 4, so you could play it with us.
I didn't buy Fallout 4.
No, you bought Far Cry 4. But yeah, because not only do you spend money flippantly, you're also a dumb dumb.
Which I played like 20 minutes and said, I don't like this, I quit.
That's as far as I got into Far Cry 4. But that's because, I mean, I didn't give it a good chance. But
I didn't either.
I was still so hardcore into Fallout then, I didn't.
So, Bird Box.
Yeah.
Me and Heidi watched it last night, enjoyed it, suspenseful, not a horror movie. Don't watch it expecting to get terrified. It's not scary. But I did enjoy it.
All right.
We got questions.
We have a ton of questions.
Yes, there is a lot of questions.
I thought we were ready to wrap.
Well, here's what I want to tell you. I
glance over everything about 2018, best of, because that's coming in its own episode.
And so what I'll do is I'll read those, but we'll just say, hey, we're going to hit those. But here's what I want you guys to understand. There's 24. And now some of them might just be comments, but so when we start going through this, just remember, there's more questions coming. All right. Are we ready?
Rapid fire.
Kyle Moore says, the new con season starts up for us on February 2nd at Byron Center. Hey, thanks for the plug there. What are you doing during the downtime now, and when are you gearing up to start this whole thing over again?
Travis will open his trailer on the 3rd of February, and that's going to be it.
The 2nd of February. Yes.
Probably going to show up late and leave early so I don't have to help unload and pack up.
You sold it the last one. Are you going to do that again?
Probably not.
Okay. All right. I have done absolutely nothing. I will say I'm going to go.
It's not February 4th. It can't be.
February 2nd is what he said.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought he said February 4th. That's why I said on the 3rd you'd open your
door. One thing I will say, though, that I do need to do, I'm going to go through my toys, my personals again. I just need more room. And so I think I'm going to have to do some more cutting. John Clawfield said, Toy of the Year for 2018 with Anthony Housel replying, Mythic Legions is the only allowed answer.
Right.
Toy questions or anything for 2018, we are going to hit that on our next podcast. So we will we'll definitely hit that, John, but it's going to be on the next one. Jeremy DeWitt says, is it about time for Funko to make the Savage World G.I. Joe figures or what?
I'd buy them. They make them.
Yeah, nobody wants those at only 5 points of articulation, though.
I will say that it is not something like that I am like super after, but I would definitely buy them. Without a doubt, I'd buy them.
I'd buy them.
And I might end up loving them, too. I don't know. But I think that's a great, great idea, Jeremy. And wouldn't it be funny if that would be something that did happen? Mike said, Mike Smith said, hey, what's some must-read books? He's looking.
Well, if you're not reading Saga, you're stupid.
Saga.
What currently running? Saga is probably the top one that I look the most forward to.
East to West would be right up there for me.
You should go back and read The Walking Dead and actually get caught up on that.
Yep.
You know, from the past, if you're looking for a complete collection, you could buy all at once or borrow all at once. Ennis's The Boys, especially with that being licensed for television.
Yeah.
Anything he's been reading, Punisher Max. Anything that has Ennis's name on it, read.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
That's my. You know
who else I would put up there? Jason Aaron.
Jason Aaron. Yep.
Because then you can get your superhero books. You know, from Thor to the X Force to also those other books that were
your Southern Bastards. Yep.
A lot of good stuff out there.
Yep.
Kyle Moore comes back. What do you think about parents who let their kids play with very expensive vintage toys?
They're their toys. Who cares?
They can do what they want. But yeah. I think they're stupid.
The buddy who just came in with his lot of He-Man.
Yeah, that he had lost tons of value on certain figures.
Yeah,
he's got a Sorod with gun, and the helmet's gone, and he's like, yep, I'll let my kid play with it.
Yep.
I'm like, dude, still the sparking feature still works.
Yeah, Blast Attack.
That was just one example. Blast Attack actually broken. Like, I know that figure's supposed to break apart. That's kind of its thing. But no, it's broken, and it has the control, it had everything there. Yeah. It was like, whoa.
So what's funny is he reached out to me a year or two ago and said, "Hey, I got this He-Man stuff from my kid. You know, when I was a kid, it's, you know, some of it's kind of rough. Blah blah blah. What do you think I should do with them?" I said, "Well, you could sell them. You know, I'd buy them, whatever." And I don't know if I really want to sell them, or, and I was like, "Well, then just let your kids play with them, dude. Who cares?" I didn't realize he had
Steve kids.
Yeah. Well, Anthony had these, like, just, he had, like,
gems.
Yeah, the heavy
hitters.
He's
a blade. He's like, "Yeah, I used to have both of his swords, but I let my kids play with it because Travis told me to, and now that's gone." I mean, like, there was literally example upon example of this. And I'm like, Travis is an idiot.
Jeremy Duet, when will they finally make the Madballs movie we've been begging for?
Next!
I'd watch it.
Joe Crazy Bill,
Madballs actually sounds like a gay porno, but like in the ambiance of Mad Men, you know?
Yeah.
It's all John Hamm's.
Joe Crazy Bill, how about how Mattel lost the license to DC and what that means for figures moving forward? And we talked about that earlier.
Rewind.
Probably means good stuff for DC.
That's figures. An interesting thing. I mean,
it could be. They could get better.
We'll see. SC Taylor, thoughts on Bumblebee movie, if any of the crew has seen it?
I wish I have seen it so I could have some thoughts.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Did either of you go see Aquaman?
No.
Okay. Bumblebee's got to happen. Maybe we make that happen this week. Favorite Xmas gift this year and from Xmas as a child? We definitely talked about this year as a child.
Yeah, my electric guitar was my favorite gift as a child.
G.I. Joe headquarters.
I think for me, it was like Photon Force. It was like the knockoff laser tag.
Yeah, I remember you telling us that. Yeah.
But I loved it at the time. I mean, it was still fun. Mike Smith said, did Steve get an Apple Watch, and how is he attaching it to his calf-sized forearm?
Did not get an Apple Watch.
Zip ties? Duct tape? A small child's belt?
All good options. Thank you for that, for when, if I ever do get one.
I believe he got one. Mike Smith got an Apple Watch for Christmas.
Justice Curry, what's your thoughts on toy collector tourists? They get into the hobby, burn hot for a year or two, and then move on to a different hobby.
It's common in all kinds of hobbies.
But what happens? Why does that make them a tourist? What's that?
I think what it means is you travel around. They're not local.
They're not a local. They didn't stay. They don't live here. They just shopped in. I think it happens. I mean, sometimes people, I think, you know, with a lot of things, something speaks to you. You think it's going to be something you're going to love. You get into it, and it really isn't your thing.
Yeah.
You might still like it, you know.
Yep.
But you don't love it. You've got other things. There's something else to draw you away and be like, this is what I really love. So that happened to Mike Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, he got in a bunch of Legends and then was like, nope, I like to be a Harley guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sold his Harley.
He sold his Harley.
Oh, he did?
Is at least trying to sell it.
No, he did sell it.
Oh, he did sell it.
According to his wife. Hmm. And that's the second Harley he's had that he's sold since I've known him.
So the only thing he's a mainstay with is beards. That's pretty.
And but for the majority of our friendship, he was on the department with me. Didn't have a beard.
So he might be a hobby tourist.
Mike Smith is like me. Mike Smith is a match burner.
Mm-hmm.
And he is one of my closest friends. I think the world of that guy, but he will always. He will always, if it ever comes down to a situation in which there's something that's more important than that, he's the first to make the sacrifice. Mm-hmm. That man is the epitome of everybody is before him. Mm-hmm. So
some interesting comments based on this. Robert Hovis said, well, if they're touring legions and don't want them, I'll take them off their hands. Joe Ryan hit this right on the head. This is my sentiment. Should be your favorite type. Love buying those. I'm getting out of collections for cheap.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Robert Hovis said, your favorite Legion of the year.
We'll talk about that.
Definitely going to have to wait on that one.
So painful.
Which is funny.
It's really nice because I'm going to set the rule. It's going to be nice for me because I'm going to set the rules as they have to be ones you own. So I got a tie for first.
Kyle jumped in on that one and said that would need to be a separate show altogether, and most likely would have Travis taking off his clothes piece by piece as he gets all hot and bothered talking about them.
That was my suggestion. I told you guys top 10 of the year and then top 10 Mythic Legions.
We're going to have to probably do that.
We'll have to break it up.
Yeah. Right.
We just will have to.
Like we've done that with Legends before, too.
Yeah.
You know?
We've done it with Legions.
Jim Bagtaz. Obviously, your podcast name is representative of the common reactions of wives to their husband's purchasing of toys. I am lucky that I don't have that problem. However, do you gents have any horror stories about your wives freaking the F out at your purchases, or have you heard of anyone else's horror stories?
Okay, first and foremost, Jim, do you not have that problem because your wife is cool, or do you not have that problem because you were smarter than all of us and got rid of your wife? That's the return question there on the volley.
Jim's wife is a collector, so.
Oh, so he's okay. So yep. It's because she doesn't care. Mm-hmm. Honestly, at the end of the day, my wife doesn't give a shit. I mean, she doesn't care. She doesn't have any idea, but she doesn't care.
I don't really have too much problems either, really.
I don't either. You know, the problems come more for me is more when I'm making like a huge purchase for a flip. And Heidi gets a little crazy about that, you know. Because, I mean, it can be scary.
Well, yeah, you're talking thousands of dollars right. Sometimes. And that's obviously,
that can be scary.
Again, return on investment is something that you think about where that's not a thing for me.
Right. Really. Just buying the stuff you want.
Right.
Yep. So, I haven't really heard any crazy horror stories. But we also have tons of friends that we know hide the shit out of it, too.
Well, and realistically, and this isn't a horror story because these are two of my favorite people in the entire world, but Kathy Moore combats Kyle's toy buying with, oh, you bought new toys? And she buys another bird.
Very true.
So, you know, again, different hobbies, different strokes for different folks. So,
Harley and Michaela Jackson, what figures are you looking forward to the most coming out in 2019?
I'm looking forward to Mythic Legions because I really do want to try to make a real effort to try and be a Mythic Legions collector. That's the honest truth.
So you didn't
get
in yet?
I'm not. I haven't had the money. I'm super excited that they extended the Giants. So I'm hoping that I can pull that off by the 7th, but I'm not in yet. So, and I've looked at Big Bad Toy Store, and I did get on to try to do the order, like the leftovers. But Mandibulous was gone, Zara was gone already the next morning, so I ended up holding off on those. So no, what you see is what I've got. So
all right.
What are you most excited for, Steve?
Oh, I'm excited, honestly, I'm most excited to get my hands on one of those giant figures. Mythic Legions ones.
Yeah.
Do you have any Hot Toys coming?
Do you have any pre-order? I've got Obi-Wan. Episode 3, Obi-Wan coming, and I think that's it right now.
You need a Luke, don't you?
I do.
Don't you buy a Luke about every 6 months?
There is a new Luke up that's just like the Luke I already have, but he comes with more parts.
No.
But he has a different smile.
Gotta have him.
I gotta have it.
Does have a new head sculpt, too.
You remind me of Dana Carvey talking about Mega Cho, Mega Chi, Mega Chai. We'll talk about that some other time. So.
Obviously, Mythic Legions for me as well, but I would say too, like the Kingpin from the Marvel
Legends. Oh,
really good.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've kind of seen that it sounds like those might be already dropping, but I'm still, by the time I get it, it'll definitely be 2019. David Bond said, how do you keep track of all the deals on new items at retailers and online stores? I'm going to tell you, I don't. I can't. I haven't had the ability to. I try to stay on top of that stuff, and it's mostly through Facebook groups. And I will tell you, we have a little chat group. It's just like our Michigan friends that are toy people. And people in there are good about saying, hey, Amazon's got this deal going on. This is going on.
Yep.
That group has saved me a lot of times and also got me some good stuff.
I totally let them do the work.
Yeah.
I routinely get in there and there's like 146 unread messages, so I'm not getting shit out of there.
Wow.
So,
Eric Munez, Mythic Legions, Advent of Decay, favorite female overall, favorite male overall. Do you guys want to hit that, or you think that's a save for best of 2018?
Save it.
All right, sorry, Eric. Food for thought, also from Eric. Grisha the Slitherer. Is it possible that under that helmet there is no human but a snake form, like King Hiss? Eric Treadway has said that Grisha was asexual, meaning neither male or female. And then you have the name Slitherer. I'm thinking of a snake.
I think that's impossible.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I cannot answer that because I don't know.
I think you may be onto something, but we shall see, of course. Right now, it's a dude for me, so F you. Eric Brink.
Purple cape.
Come favorite Tony Shalhoub con of 2018. Hey, next episode.
Next episode.
You got to remember that one. Favorite con. What are you looking forward to? Nerd-related?
Do we really need to wait? Okay.
What are you looking forward to nerd-related in 2019? Toy-wise, we kind of just hit that. I will say what I'm most probably anticipating is Avengers.
Yeah, the movie. Yep. That and
that's right up there with MuskegonCon for me.
And I'm holding out that Star Wars can make a decent episode 9 and clean up after episode 8 for me because I'm a Star Wars fan. Or I'm just going to have to be one of these people that just say, you know what? My Star Wars ends with Return of the Jedi.
You're not even going to keep The Force Awakens?
Yeah, but you like The Force Awakens.
Yeah, but to start something that it started out, I do like The Force Awakens. It starts out something that goes nowhere if 8 and 9 sucks.
That's like saying, well, I don't really like Claire, so I'm going to get rid of Katie too.
Nah.
I think 9's going to be good, and that'll make everybody forget 8.
No, Steve will never forget 8. He still has like Vietnam flashbacks over that shit. He wasn't even there!
Eric Brink. Eric Brink. Travis, after you get so excited from talking Mythic Legions with one of which one of them poor bastards has to clean up your baby gravy? I'm sure you're the type to take a nap after unloading your sack, so you're not the one doing it.
Tell you what, we don't clean anything up, we just let it harden.
Poor Cody.
Yeah, poor Cody.
B has an employee here at Cloud9 Studios, and we literally walk out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Shout out to Cody.
H. Eric Mays. Are Pete and Steven jealous of Travis's awesome Christmas gift Heidi got for him?
Yes.
Are you jealous, Steve or Pete?
No, because then that would make my wife feel bad. So, no, I'm not jealous at all.
Totally jealous. I want it. I don't see why I can't have one, except that I don't know where to get one. Then I have to have Chris fix it. And
that wraps up the questions.
All right.
Let me make sure no one really quick added one, but I think we're going to be we're good.
Well, I think that wraps up the episode, does it not?
I think so. I think we were good. I think it was a good episode. I think we had fun. Pete?
You know, as we wrap up episode 126, it was a merry, merry Christmas as we wrap up the year of our Lord, 2018. Our last episode of this calendar year. Looking forward to doing our best of episode coming up. Looking forward to all the cool things that 2019 has to offer. I do need to say that Prince Adam wants to remind everyone that January is Anal Douching Awareness Month. Nobody wants to start the year with a nasty infection. For Travis Bowles, Stephen Machadi, I am Pete McCarthy, and until next time, we will see you guys in the toy aisle.